Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Michael Parker, team captain of Atlanta United, is joining us to talk a little bit about that. Hey, Michael.
Morning, guys.
So, Mike, how have you spent your little bit of time that you've had off? What you been doing, man? Just hanging out with the family or what? Just relaxing? What you been up to?
Yeah, exactly. We got away for a couple of days, went down to the Panhandle and sat on the beach for a few days and just straight relaxed. I had fun in the water and the sand.
So, you know, Mike, you've been playing a lot of left back this season. How has that transition been for you so far?
Yeah, I've been enjoying it mostly. The running aspect of it is not always the most enjoyable. It's a lot more running than center back, that's for sure. But I have fun getting into the attack a little bit and combining with guys up there and find myself in spots on the field that I'm normally not in. So it's been a little different, but I'm enjoying it. You know, I just want to play and be out there and having fun and helping the team win.
Talking with Michael Parker, team captain of Atlanta United. Hey, Michael, talk to me a little bit about how you approach the U.S. Open Cup. This is one of the ways you get into CONCACAF. How do guys view this particular tournament?
Yeah, I mean, we view it like any other tournament. We want to win it, and we understand that this is the quickest route to a trophy. You know, we take it seriously. You know, that being said, you know, we're not going to play a completely full-strength lineup, but we feel like any lineup that we play in this competition, we feel like is strong enough to get the job done in that particular game. And the goal is that, you know, all guys are ready and able to take on the task and step up to the occasion. And you know, this tournament is one and done. So, you know, there's no room for error. You have to play good on the night and score goals. And so, you know, hopefully we can start that against Charleston tomorrow night. But we want to make a deep run, that's for sure.
Well, we've seen this in the past, Miami in year one, for example, where you guys ran into that team. One of the things that's interesting about this event, and maybe we should step back, Michael Parker is team captain joining us on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game for the Five Stripes, is that these USL teams, these NASL teams, the lower division teams, to get a crack at the big division teams, they take this is their Super Bowl.
Oh, absolutely. Definitely. It's a chance for them to prove themselves. You know, any lower division player would view this as not only a game, but a tryout as well. You know, a chance to play in front of the Atlanta United coaching staff and then possibly impress them. And you never know who else is watching and where the tape goes. So it's an opportunity for these guys. And they will play the best game of their lives, or at least try to. And so the onus is on us to make sure that we're ready for that challenge. You know, they're not on Atlanta United because, you know, frankly, most of them aren't good enough. And we need to make sure we go out there and make sure that they understand that they're not good enough to play with us. And that's easier said than done because they're going to be up for it. It's at their home field, and That's the challenge, and that's the fun of this tournament, though.
Wow. When you're playing a team like Charleston, how do you prepare for a team like that, and what do you, how do you expect them to play you when you do go up against them tomorrow night?
Yeah, it'll be physical. They're a team that likes to get into tackles. They've got some big guys on their team. They like to play direct. You know, we think that they'll sit back a little bit and make it difficult for us to break through their lines. They'll try and counterattack against us with some of the pace that they have on their team as well. Play for set pieces, you know, pretty similar to how teams come and play against us at Mercedes-Benz. You know, we have to be ready in case they do press us, but, you know, I think that we would welcome that because that would open up the game a little bit more and probably make it a little bit, you know, easier for us to get in behind them. But, you know, when the whistle blows and we see how they're going to line up, that's when guys have to adjust.
So now preparing for a team that you know is a little bit, you know, they're not on your level. How do you go into a game like that? I mean, how do you prepare for somebody you knowing that's going out there? They're probably not as good as you, but they're trying to knock you off. Do you prepare any different for a team like that?
No, you don't prepare any different, you know, and that's the challenge, you know, making sure that no one takes it any other way than, hey, this is a game that we need to win. It's just as important as an MLS game, and you only get one crack at it. An MLS game, yes. If you have a bad game, you look to the next week. If you have a bad game in this tournament, then it's over for the year. And just because they're not as good as us, you know, talent-wise, doesn't mean that upsets don't happen. Hey, in every sport it does. So, you know, we have to make sure that we go out there prepared, you know, mentally ready for the challenge, you know, not taking it easy on them. You know, and if you go out there in the first 30 minutes, you absolutely take it to them and you score a couple goals and you show them, hey, we're not overlooking you and we're going to make it an extremely long 90 minutes for you. You set yourself up for a little bit easier of a second half if you take the wind out of the sails early.
Atlanta United team captain Michael Parker is joining us on Sports Radio 92 on the game, talking about the U.S. Open Cup as they play at Charleston tomorrow. Michael, long layoff here to you get back to MLS play on June 26th when you take on Toronto. You know, we've been talking about the schedule that this team's had this year, and so the break is obviously good. You were able to decompress, go down to the beach, all that kind of good stuff, but it almost comes at the exact wrong time for all the international play, for Joseph to go to Venezuela, for example, and play for the Venezuelan team, even though I know he played one game here and they just beat the United States 3-0. But you were just now kind of rounding into form. I mean, you put back-to-back clean sheets onto the board and a couple of big wins and vaulted up in the standings once again. So it was like a double-edged sword, wasn't it? I mean, yes, we needed the layoff, but, man, it was just at the wrong time.
Yeah, I mean, that's the way it always seems like it works out. You know, you get the rest when you don't want it. You know, you play a ton of games when you need some rest. You know, you just take it as it comes. We were feeling good for sure. You know, those eight games that came in quick succession, to win six of them, you know, with all the travel that we had was good. You know, I think we might have been in last place or just above last place when that run started. And now we've got a couple games in hand and first place in our sights. So, you know, we know that we've put ourselves in a good spot to attack this second half of the season. And that's what we want to do. We understand that, you know, this break gives us an opportunity to focus on Open Cup, to get guys healthy, to get a little bit rest, which we did. Now we can take these first two games of Open Cup and not think about MLS. And then when MLS season returns and those games come, you know, we play back-to-back-to-back games again. And so guys need to be fresh. We need to be ready because we've put ourselves in a good spot, but we need to take advantage of that now.
You know, talking about that, you talk about the way the season started, the new coach, Frank DeBoer, the fact that, you know, you got off to a little bit of a rough start. Right now, to us as fans, it feels like things are starting to come together. Do you see it the same way?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the beginning was difficult for sure. The CONCACAF, the new coach, losing Miguel, those are three big, big changes, you know, big things that, you know, we had to go through. And, you know, preseason was short and the off season was even shorter. So, you know, looking back, it was a bit naive to think that everything was going to be, you know, smooth and dandy coming off of last season. But, we tried to fight through it and we lose to a very good team down in Mexico and Monterrey. You know, we have a sluggish start to the season. But, yeah, things are going well right now. You know, the belief is back within the team. You know, we're confident, we're pretty healthy. Guys are rounding into form. Barco is playing fantastic before he left. Pitti is playing better now. And, you know, I still don't think we've seen the best of him, but he's playing really well. And, you know, Joseph's scoring goals. So, you know, all those things are good. And so we're confident headed into the second half of the season.
Well, enjoy the trip to Charleston and do well in the U.S. Open Cup. And then we look forward to you guys getting back home for cup games and, of course, to face MLS opponents like Montreal on the 29th. Thanks much.
Thanks, guys. Have a great one.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.